seated. Now, I want you to take good notes and give me good listening this morning. I want to talk about seven keys to keeping your soul from sabotaging your life. All the issues in your life that is not conducive to living an abundant life is a soul issue. Coming from your soul. Not knowing this, being up and down in life become a norm. Listen to me very carefully. Because everything is doing it, sketch with me, or everyone or everybody is doing it, even people in the body of Christ, even many leaders don't know what to do because of these soul issues, because of the robbery, every robbery, everything that has been stolen from you. Every moment you have not had joy or peace or help or victory, it is not a spirit issue. The enemy is no match for your spirit. For your spirit is just like God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Amen. Now, is there an answer to this dilemma? Can my life be healed through understanding my soul? Can my life be healed through understanding my soul? Yes, it can, and will be today. Let's go to work. To better understand the revelation, good God Almighty, turn to 1 Thessalonians 5:23. You have to understand your makeup. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. This is a loving voice to the body of Christ, but it has to be explained. It has to be understood. It has to be activated. I'm going to teach you, and the Holy Spirit is going to set in its place. But if you don't know your makeup, if you don't know, oh my God, if you don't know how to look in the mirror, you don't know how to put your makeup on. And so if you don't know your makeup, you see here Paul said, the very God of peace sanctify you, how? I can't hear you. All right. Then he give you, and I pray God your whole. Now here we go. What the first one is? Uh-huh. Now, and what?
Soul.
You can't get them mixed up. And body. So it's three. Be preserved, blameless to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I am a spirit, I have a soul, and I live in the body. Now, I'm about to tell you something now, going to bring your life off the hook. I can't, I further down the line, but I can't hold it no longer. Your soul is a supernatural transfer switch. If it's stuck, if you don't understand it, you're going to jam it. Whatever the spirit trying to get to you, your soul is designed to open up and let it through. What is my soul? My mind? My conscience? My imagination, my emotion, my will, my desire, my memory. Let's dance with two of these fellas. Your will and your desire. They are found in your soul. The Holy Spirit ministers to your spirit. Your spirit ministers to your soul. That's the only way you can function in the will of God. I know. It's Baptist quiet in here. It's Word of Faith quiet in here. All right, let's go further. Go to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Why would God put this in the Bible? Now, make a note of this. Now don't forget, you got to write it down, that your soul is a transfer switch that came from heaven. Okay, that's why I say renew your mind, so you can make the transfer. That's why we haven't been getting some stuff. Hold that in there, because I'm going to turn right back to it. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. Listen very carefully, children. Because he's saying, take the helmet of salvation and the what? The sword of what?
The Spirit.
Which is what?
The
so the word of God is what?
Sword
of the Spirit. It's not the sword of the flesh. It's the sword of the Spirit. All right? Now, go back to Hebrews 4:12. It says the word of God is quick, that means alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder. Now, each part of you have an agenda in the spirit. The word of God divides you, your soul and spirit, and the joint and the marrow. Now, notice what the last part of this verse says, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That heart there is soul. Psalm 139, verse 23. Search me. Come on, work with me. You see that? Search me. Oh God, and know my heart. That's know my soul. Then he says, don't only search me, but what did he say now? Try me. And know my what? See. The next verse. And see. If there be any wicked way. I heard it, Lord. I got it. If there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. He spoke to him while I was talking about, and see if there be any wicked way in me. You can't see it yourself. He got to see it for you. Then, Lord, I don't want to be here. Lead me in the way everlasting. Now, if you don't give the Holy Spirit a chance to see what's in you, you cannot see. I think it's the sixth chapter of Jericho. What sixth chapter? Joshua 6? Yeah. He said to, who are you talking to, Joshua? See, I've given you Jericho. Wait a minute now. See, if you don't understand the connection between your spirit, soul, and body, you're not going to be able to see your Jericho. Your Jericho is what God have designed, tailor-made for you, but you have to be able to see it that it may be able to get to you. You must see your habit before it show up. Because of your soul, Your divine sight has been blinded. Your soul will work for you or it'll work against you. All right, go back. I want you to look at it again. Let me see, two places. John 14:30 in the Amplified Bible. I want you to see this. John 14:30. Before, I got a lot of stuff here, but I want you to see this. Jesus the speaker. Listen what he says. That's why he lived a sinless life, and that's why he lived a masterful life. He was showing us how to do it. Jesus had an excellent spirit, an excellent soul, and an excellent body. It's possible for you as a child of God. You have an excellent spirit. Say, I have an excellent spirit. But for my soul to be excellent, I got to know what to do with it. Once my soul become excellent, automatically my body become excellent. Automatically my life become excellent. Automatically my life situation become excellent. Even though I'm attacked, but I can handle it. Here is the demarcation mark. Here's what you have to, when we're in the street, when a person was stupid, we call them a mark. It was marked for failure. Most Christians mark for failure because they don't know how to keep their soul in alignment with their spirit. Children, I'm going to teach you how to do it. You coming out of so much stuff. You coming out of stuff you didn't even know you had. You will have deliverance 24 hours a day. You will be ready before the enemy shows up. You will be able to do like Lester Summerall was sleeping. And he was in his room. He was traveling to preach. And Lester going home to be with the Lord. And he heard something move in the room. And he waved up. And it was the devil. He said, oh, that's just you. And went back to sleep. He's always around. But, babe, if you know what you're doing. You follow what I'm saying? So Jesus give us the master key of how to keep ourselves in power. The enemy is trying to deceive you every hour. Yes, he says, I will not talk to you much more, for the prince, that's Satan, the evil, look what he called him, genius. He know what he's doing. Ruler of the world is coming. Of the what? He's the ruler of what? He's the ruler of the world, but he's not the ruler of me. Say it.
He's the ruler of the world, but not the ruler of me.
I changed family. So he can't handle me no more. You better remember that when something telling you you're failing, you better remember that you can't fail. Your name is Prevail. But this secret Jesus shows, now Jesus said, I'm not going to talk. I'm not going to give him nothing. And he said, and he has no claim on me. He has nothing in common with me. There's nothing in me. Uh-oh. There's nothing in me. I'm not bitter. I'm not offended. I didn't cuss nobody out yesterday. I'm not a gossiper. I'm not judging other people's life. You don't know what people are going through. You don't know why they had to go that way. Mind your own business. You got enough problem yourself. There's nothing in me that belongs to him. You need to come to the point to be able to say that. Right now, I stand at your path. There's nothing in me that belongs to him. You know why? I took the blood and I took the dunamis power and I soaked my soul this morning. I said, Lord, if anything, let me know if I said anything wrong about anybody, handled anybody wrong. And I was thinking about my young son there with that camera on one night there. I was in the spirit, and I drove him. The Lord said, you didn't do nothing wrong. You're raising him. Yeah. You don't know what I'm talking about, but I said, nope, you can't take no picture. Go sit down. at the meeting. Then one son walked away. He didn't give me a good look. I said, watch that boy. See, because I be looking on the inside sometimes. And I got to keep them checked because I want them blessed. So I can't punk out, you know. I ain't going to punk out on you either. I'm going to tell you what thus say the Lord. You follow what I'm saying? I want you blessed. Do you want to be blessed? Well, listen. And he has no power over me. Any power. Turn to Romans chapter 7, verse 20. I want it in the Amplified Bible. Any power that Satan has on you is you giving it to him. He's not powerful enough to take you because you're more powerful than him. But through lack of knowledge, and we leaders have not taught the church that they should know that you're not just a spirit. You got to deal with a soul and a body. Now, sin, I'm going to talk about sabotaging. A lot of people like being sabotaged, being shipwrecked, being submerged in nothingness because of not knowing this, making wrong decisions because of not knowing this. The enemy getting their mind set. Oh, yeah, I'm preaching right now. Don't tell me I'm not preaching. You want them goosebumps. Then you turn out to be the goose. It said, now, if I do what I do not desire to do, it's no longer I doing it. It's not myself that act, but the sin principle which dwell within me. Now, notice that last statement. Say it. Say it. Say it. That's where you work at. You got that?
Yes,
clap your hand. All right. Luke chapter 21, verse 19. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 21, verse 19. In your patience, you possess your soul. You see that? All right, now I'm going to read it out of the Living Bible. It says, for if you stand firm, you will win your soul. That's another one, an Amplified Bible. Put that fam voice up in the Amplified Bible. I just want to get this out. I got to get this out. I'm going to get in trouble with God. I ain't doing that. The Amplified Bible says the same voice, by your steadfastness and patience, endurance. You shall win the true life of your soul. God got a life he's been trying to get to you, but you see that transfer switch. I was praying in the Holy Ghost, studying for, the Lord said, tell them their soul is a transfer switch. If that switch is not working right, if that switch is jammed or clogged, I can't get to you what I want to get to you. Now you better understand. You better understand Romans 12, 3 to 1. I didn't say 1 to 3. Romans 12, 3 to 1. So we stop at the third verse. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, do not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. We operate by faith, right? And that faith is in your spirit. Your spirit man. You operate by faith. But you're going on up. Now go to the second verse. And be not conformed to this world. But be you transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. The renewing of your mind is the renewing of your soul. Your mind, God Almighty, I'm going to preach here in a few minutes. Your mind is the captain of your soul. Whatever way your mind go, your conscience is going to go. Your imagination going to go. Your will going to go. Your desire going to go. Your emotion going to go. Whatever will that renewed mind go, or if it's unrenewed, it go the same way. That you may prove. Was that good? Now here's one of the aspects of your mind. An acceptable, good, and accept and perfect will of God. That's in your soul again. All right. Then number one now. Now I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm gonna say it just like it is. Your body is a plumb fool. It will do anything anybody else do. You talk about, I never do that, y'all. You just don't renew your mind. And somebody make the best good offer. You ain't strong enough to stop it. I don't trust myself. No, I don't. You better stop trusting yourself. You better trust God. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And what he said? You better stop that mess. Talk about, I got the word in me. All right, word. Fine woman, come along, pull her clothes off. All right, word. Just drop her clothes right in front of you. How you doing? You better have something better than just the word. Talking about, I got the word. You better have it in every part. I'm preaching, right? This real stuff, you know? See, we got to stop these supermen in the spirit world. Stay humble. Stay meek. Stay hungry. Stay thirsty. Keep telling God, I can't make it without you. Talk to the Holy Spirit. Talk to Jesus. Keep our intimacy going. You cannot present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. You cannot do it unless you got the faith working, you got your mind renewed. Then you can, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. That's why there's so much sin in the church and in the pulpit. Because you can't present it if you don't have a hammer on it. The Holy Spirit is here to reveal to you how to be free from all form of soul bondage. It is time for you to know how to protect your soul. It is your time to develop a strong soul. Turn to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16, if you will, with me. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Let me say it to you another way. Stopping your soul from sabotaging the supernatural life in you. I must stop permitting my soul to be a runaway from being shipwrecked, silly, sick, submerged in frustration, selling for less, stuck in the mud of defeat, letting satanic forces ruling your destiny. Rising to the revelation of the importance of the soul. What I say? And the part it plays at a transfer switch from the spirit world to manifestation and demonstration to this world. By renewing my mind. Good God Almighty. There in Ephesians 3:16. Now, in a man, heart, we got it mixed up with the spirit. I know y'all, I know it's new territory, so just go ahead and hold around. That he would grant you according to the riches of glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. And what are you talking about? Having a strong soul. Having a strong soul, having a strong mind, having a strong imagination, having a strong will, having a strong desire, having a strong hold on your emotion. Don't get carried away because somebody says something crazy. Stand still until you can shift your gear. Ready for the keys? Mark chapter 8, verse 36. First key. You must quickly come to the realization of the importance of the ministry of your soul. You must quickly come to the realization to the importance of the ministry of your soul. The importance of the ministry of your soul. You haven't heard that. The importance of the ministry of your soul. Then Mark 8:36, for what it profits a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul. Now, see, we're talking about going to hell then. We're talking about, no, you lose your soul down here. What it profits a man to gain the whole world. And you know, my wife and I was out eating at a Japanese restaurant, and we were talking scriptures at the table, and Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 19 is a good scripture to look at now. 5 and 18. I want to look at it in a few minutes with you. Even though I might not get all 7 points out today, but I want to look at it with you because we made a discovery in that text. I've hobbled around these texts for many years, but we made a discovery that I need to reveal right here, right now, as we're talking about through patience you possess your soul, and as we talk about how important the soul is. Amen?
Amen?
I know I've changed a little bit, but that's all right. I know the glory. I know the glory here. The glory here, yeah. I need to know what to do, man. I don't need to come here and just have to get all sweaty. I need to know what to do. I want what God wants me to have, right? And I ain't dying ahead of time. And I ain't going to be all miserable all the days of my life. I need me some happiness. I need me some joy. I need me some peace. I need to know what to do to stop the enemy from robbing me. Getting in my house, getting in my body, getting in my finances. He must be stopped. Something else, but I must be need to know something else. I've prayed, I've read the scripture, I've memorized scripture, I've quoted scripture. It must be something else I need to know. I'm tired of this mess. I'm tired of the enemy not obeying me. When I say the name of Jesus, he's standing up there like I didn't say nothing. Because he got something in my soul. That's why he don't have to obey me. He got something in my body. He got some ungodly thing on my mind. I haven't cleaned him out good enough. You're a powerful, look at me. You're a powerful being. You're a child of God. You got the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. If you learn how to operate in all three parts, oh, Jesus. If you learn how to operate in your spirit, your soul, and your body, look out world, look out neighborhood where you at. You're so powerful. The church been so weak because she don't know how to flow. She don't know how to yield to the power of God. The word of faith, very seldom talked about it. Full gospel, very seldom talked about it. So we're stepping into an apostolic arena.
Yes,
to learn the doctrines right, and we'll come out of every situation and we'll win every fight. I ain't planning on losing no more. You got to know how you, what your makeup is.
Yeah.
You don't want sin. You don't want to be broke.
No.
You don't want to be sick.
No.
You don't want to be fussing in the house every 2 weeks.
No.
You and your wife, hot again, hot again. We got to go through this period now. Like a woman having her money. Period. You got to go through this period. Y'all, where y'all is there? This period of stupidity. I bet you'll never forget that. I didn't know I was going to say it. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Come on, I got to get some more points to you. 5. Now pay close attention, because it took me 44 years to see this. Studying the Bible every day. So don't you get all spiritual hip-hop here now, because the Lord's about to show you something. What it profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? See, you can have all this stuff. You can have a bunch of stuff. You know why I know you can have a bunch of stuff? Know why? Just because you got cars and stuff, that don't move me. You know why? Satan can give it to you. Did you know Satan can give you a car? Yes, Satan can give you a house. But he still got your soul. So instead of being faithful to your wife, you got all this stuff. But instead of being faithful to your wife, you got another woman on the side. Because your soul messed up. Even though you look like you're prosperous, but you're stupid. Because your soul messed up. Got a good woman at home and you out there jawjacking. Oh, I'm going to say it. A man don't want to have more than one woman. Who I'm talking up in here? You going to get caught. I prophesied in the next 6 months you caught. And you're going to mess around and lose a good thing. You think you slick, but you're not slicker than the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord. Let me finish my sermon, Lord. Oh, my God. I don't want to see it, Lord. I don't want to see it. Show it to somebody else. From this day forward, if you don't treat each other right, there are going to be consequences. From this day forward, I prophesy, if you don't treat each other right, there are going to be some consequences. And there's still a bed at the hospital. God, tired of this stuff. Y'all say y'all Christian and act all jack up. Quit acting a jack. Act like you're saved. Act like the Holy Ghost live on the inside of you. Walk it out. Work it out. Well, I told you, look, Ecclesiastes. Verse 18. 5 and 18. Come on, now stay with me now. Stay with me. I got a few more minutes. Stay with me. Don't go to sleep. Don't be talking to me about this dull. Ain't nothing dull up in here. You know you got that dog barking in your life. We got to kill that dog this morning. You got to know what to do. Everybody in here got something they're tired of. I want it out of my life. I want to stop right now. I accept the help of the Holy Ghost. Say it. I accept the help of the Word. Say it. Say it. Something about to change in my life right now. my spirit,
my soul,
my body,
my life,
and my life situation are connected to hell. Good God Almighty. Woo! You don't know what you just said. You don't know what you just said. My spirit, my soul, my body, my life, and my life situation are connected to heaven from this day forward. I'm going to listen to the Holy Ghost. I'm in the 18th verse. I'm trying to get to it. Behold, that which I have seen, it is good and comely for one to eat and drink and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for it is his portion. It says in the 19th verse, every man also to whom God has given riches and wealth has given him power to eat thereof and to take his portion and to rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God. For he shall not much remember the days of his life, because God answered him in the joy of his heart. All right, that's a good life. God bless him, all right? Now, let's go in the 6th chapter. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, and it is common among men. What? A man to whom God has given riches and wealth. Now, he's shifting now in honor so that he wanted nothing for his soul. Of all that he desired. See, that word desire is a soul word. Yet God given him not the power to eat thereof, but a stranger eat it. This is vanity and is evil. It is an evil disease. It's a disease of the soul. That man got the stuff, but he's not living right. God have blessed him or bless her, but they're still acting a jack with no respect to God, as if God don't see you when you pull your pants down at the wrong station. I wish I'd have stayed home this morning. I wish I'd have stopped by that church. I passed plenty of churches I could have stopped by. My God in heaven. This is not a seeker-sensitive church. I ain't seeking your membership. God sent you here. If God sent you here, that's why you're here. And then it says, Kotala Yasha. Then it says, Kotala Yasha. Notice verse 3. If a man get 100 children, good God Almighty, and live many years, so that the days of his years be many, and his soul, underline this, and his soul be not filled with good. And also he hath no barrier. I said that's untimely birth is better than he, for he cometh in with vanity and departeth in darkness, and his name shall be covered with darkness. That's because of an unadjusted soul. See, your spirit can't sin, young lady. You're Christian, your spirit can't sin. But your soul has to be kept under cover. All right? Now, go back to Mark. Let me try to get these points out to him. Right there. 7 keys to keep your soul from sabotaging your life. Most Christian life are being sabotaged by their soul because they don't know what to do. You must quickly come to the realization of the importance of the ministry of your soul. Give me Mark 8:36 again. I'm going to go down the line now. I got 22 minutes. Mark 8:36. Yes, sir, I know it. Yeah, I feel it in this room. Somebody about to come out. Stop the enemy. Mark 8:36. But what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his soul? So we just read in Ecclesiastes how man could have everything and his soul not intact. All right, number 2, John chapter 5. Satan love it when you are impotent in soul. Satan love it when your soul is not producing. Satan love it when your soul cannot have intercourse with your spirit. Or intimacy. See? And what'd he do? He make you sick. That is, man landed in the pool for 38 years. We see when God got him healed, Jesus told him, go and sin no more. So sin, sickness in his soul, he had infirmity. That word infirmity means sickness of body and sickness of soul. So most Christian souls are sick. They don't know how to operate in it. Satan using them in it. So Satan love for you to say, I got the spirit in me. All right. But you're impotent in your soul. Incapacitated. You follow me? Yes, now, Jesus said to that man, will thou be made whole in this text? He went to arguing about all the issues he had in his soul. I've been out here 38 years. Every time the pool and the trouble of water, somebody stepped in front of me. My family just dropped me off the end stage to try to help me get in for 38 years. The man offended. He got offense in his soul. He bitter in his soul. It kept him sick. Tell the person next to you, my soul is important.
My soul is important.
See, all these centuries we've been taught about the spirit, the spirit, the spirit. Yes, you must be led by the spirit. Yes, I'm born in my spirit, but I don't just have a spirit. And I'm not in heaven yet. I said, and I'm not in heaven yet. I got to live down here with people, with demons. Any sickness, any lack, any limitation in your life came out of your soul. Because the Bible says in Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The Bible says in John 19:30, it is finished. Everything God has for you, he has it right now. That's why the Bible said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It's already yours. All this stuff we're praying about, praying and praying, it's already yours. Say, Lord, all right, Lord, I see it out there. Thank you. See, don't worry about the car. Don't worry about the house. Get your soul straight. Then you'll be able to enjoy the house, enjoy the car, because you know you're going to sit in the house one day, bye-bye. I can't stay here no longer. All your cars you got. Bye-bye, car. I don't need you. They ain't got no cars in heaven. We flying up there. See, this stuff we put all this interest in and ties up. And we can't hear the God say, treat her right. Treat him right. Love her right. Love him right. I give her to you. I give him to you. We wash the car more than we talk to the wife. We got to stop loving things. We got to start using things. Things will come to you if you use them properly. But if you fall in love with them, they're going to be a curse to you. That's why you don't have no more yet. You haven't learned how to deal with what you got. Like not coming to Bible study on Wednesday night. You want a car, two-story house, three-story house. God ain't going to give you nothing because you trifling thing you. You sit around there on Wednesday night. Talking about you got an old tradition. I don't go on Wednesday night. I don't need to know no more. He talked to me Sunday. Three-quarters of y'all not going to be here Wednesday night. Y'all here waving your hand. I love you, Lord. The Lord said, bull. See, I just tell you, your soul got you messed up. Your soul and tradition and religion got you messed up. You don't know how good this is. How sweet it is to hear a word from the Lord. How good it is to hear from the Lord. Every time you get a chance, you need to hear from the Lord. But yet y'all traditionally, the tradition of men have made the word of God of none effect. All over the world, I have sons pastoring churches, large churches. When tonight? Then Sunday they want to dance all over so everybody can see them. They're all on the floor. Just go sit down. You wasn't even young Wednesday night. Go sit down. Number three. 3 John 2. Turn now. Your soul is the transfer switch of the supernatural. All your blessings come from God. Notice we say, beloved, I worship of all, then you're prospering, being held, even as what? He didn't say spirit. He didn't say spirit. Why? Why he didn't say spirit? Come on, talk to me here. Why he didn't say spirit? Because your spirit is already blessed. Your spirit is already prospered. But you have to, as your soul prospers, as you renew your mind. Every dilemma you're dealing with is a soul issue. You are a champion. Nobody ever told you. When you become a child of God, you become a champion. There's nothing impossible to a child of God. With God, all things, talk to me. Talk to me. It's a soul issue. Say it's a soul issue. Anything I'm dealing with as a child of God, it's a soul issue. Whether I believe it or not, it's still so. I hope you're hearing me. I hope you're listening to me. I hope you're hearing me. All your blessing is jammed up right there. Those of you who are not married, your husband and your wife are jammed right in that soul deal. You want a husband? Pick them clothes up off the floor. That's a soul issue. Cook. Practice. Key number four. You can't afford to let your soul wander or wonder or whine. You have to train it to be a winner. You can't afford to let your soul wander or wonder or whine and complain. You train it to be a winner. Hebrews 10, verse 35. Ooh! I'm almost through, children. Woo! I almost screamed just now. Woo! Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm just trying to wake somebody up, Leroy, you know. They got to hear a little something every now and then. And did you no good? It just meant you felt good, hit your emotion. I like to do it every now and then, but I'm trying to get you out of hell. And I'm not talking about going to hell. I'm talking about hell now. Some people have hell in life. Hebrews 10:35. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. Next voice says what? Come on. Next voice. Come on. Woo! For you have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. See, you can't let your soul wander, your thoughts, your will, your emotion, all over the place. Be still and know I'm God. I have not given you the spirit of fear, power, love. Watch what he said then. Soul. Sound mind means my soul is sound. My thinking, my emotion, my imagination, my will, my desire, my memory is being controlled by the word of God. I renewed my mind last night. I renewed my mind this morning. Let me find a jumping off place here. Number five, having a weak soul is a soul that is wounded and don't know how it is and don't know how to be healed. Psalm 142:7. Let's look at it again now. Psalm 142:7. Let's look at it again now. It'll make more reality to you now. Look at that first statement. Look at the first statement. What did it say? What did the first statement say? No, all y'all going to say this. Some of y'all think y'all super. But you're not super if you don't know how to operate in your soul. Bring my soul out of prison. What that mean? What that mean? That mean my thinking in prison. That mean my imagination. And God give you a beautiful imagination. Do you know what you can call things that be not as though they were? Your imagination, you can go where you want to go on vacation and go look at it. Pick out your room and then go there. And God will give you the supply for it. Some of y'all don't even use your imagination because you let the internet run your life and you put all your business on that doggone, what that thing is? How in the world people are stupid enough to put all their business in the air for any jackass to read it? How do they do that? How you? See, that's, you got a soul issue there. You need to go out in the public to live. You ain't satisfied with your life. You want to spread your life for everybody to look under your clothes. If your soul, if you would hear me this morning, you don't need that doggone thing for your life. I bet you ain't never saw me and my wife on that. And we got something to put on that. We got enough to put on there, bro. Your little thing you talking about out the wall. But stupid people do that. Yes, I said stupid people do that. Put your business in the street. Tell everybody where you're going, when you're going, and then somebody break in your house. You say, why they got in there? They know you was out of town with your stupid self. You're going to Hawaii, just go on to Hawaii. Everybody got to know you're going. That's a soul issue, man. I'm closing, Jay. But it's a soul issue. Everybody got to know you, what you're doing. Get on there with them little outfits. Nobody want to see you. Crazy, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. I'm trying to train you. And you. Oh, I'm closing now. Look at Psalm 143:11 about that weak soul. I got two more material and I'm going to close. Oh, I know it's touchy, but I tell you what, right now, name me some of them things. The internet, what else? Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. Huh? Snapchat. Snapchat?
Snapchat.
What they do on there?
They tell stories.
I mean, how they do it? What they do?
They put pictures, whatever.
Pictures?
Yeah.
And they tell their business too?
Tell their business. Where they going?
Where they going?
What they going to do? How long they going to be there?
You got a soul issue. Don't let the system run your soul. Let your soul run the system. Am I preaching here? Somebody got to tell somebody, got to know that you got some privacy, don't you? You got some personal things, don't you? You keep putting that man on that, you and that man on that, somebody gonna get him. Somebody gonna get him. Put his name and put his address on that. Especially if you got a good job. Put the job on that too. Psalm 143:11. I gotta close. Look, read this with me. Quicken me, O Lord. For thy name's sake, for righteousness' sake. What is it? Bring what? I can't hear you. Come on, sir. Am I preaching this morning?
You should be trying that.
He gave me $1,000 check. He said, you should be charging the admission. What is they in there, chat? That's on chap check already. He's charging $1,000 a seat. Now I'm gonna read this one. I want you to catch this one. I'm almost through. Today we must take deliverance for our soul as a gift from God with our proper participation in partnership understanding. In partnership understanding. Holy Ghost, number 7, is setting the stage for your divine release and your divine return to your first love. We don't let too many things took the place of our first love. God is a lover. He loves you. Jesus is a lover. He loves you. The Holy Spirit is a lover. He loves you. But he must stay in first place. You got it? So you're not going to let your soul sabotage your life. You're going to renew it. You're going to repent. Ask the Lord to search you, see if there's any sin. And then ask the Lord to forgive you. And true repentance is, I'm ready to quit. Yes. That little stuff about crying and all that little stuff, tell my Lord, I'm so sorry I did it. If you're not ready to quit, you're not repent. Yes. All right? Keep your keep your soul out of trouble. Keep your thinking out of trouble. Keep your imagination out of trouble. Keep your will out of trouble. Keep your desire out of trouble. You can do this. Renew your mind every day. Don't agree with everybody who talk to you. There are snipers out there. Try and see if it's of God. All these dream people come tell you, dream. See if it line up with scripture. Stand on your feet. He's worthy to be praised. I said he's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Get a handle on your soul. Listen to these tapes again. MP3. That what it is? Yeah, listen to them again. Now it's decision time. It's not division time. We in this thing together. It's decision time. God, look at me, anointing on my life. God love you so much. You're a Christian. If you're not a Christian, you become a Christian today. If you're a Christian and your life is not developing like it should, you'll have an opportunity today. The Spirit of God can come on your life in a special way. Don't let the enemy condemn you because you made a mistake. God still loves you. But you got to make a decision. You've heard the word of God. The Bible says when faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You do have faith this morning. If you're in this auditorium and you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you want to, I want you to lift your hand. Lift your hand. I want to pray for you. I want to accept Jesus as the Lord of my life. Just put that hand in there so I can see it. Put that hand in there so I can see it. I want to receive Jesus as my personal Savior. And that's too nice. That's the old way. Come to this altar. The old school is you got to walk for this. You know, I got this raising the hand from somebody else. Come to the altar. If Jesus touching your heart right now and you want, say, Lord, I want to make you my master and my Lord. I'm coming today. Secondly, if you have not been filled or baptized with the Holy Spirit, I'm going to ask you to come to the altar so we can help you there. Thirdly, I want to become a member of this church. I want you to step out right now. Fourthly, I'm a backslider. I want to get right with God today. I heard God love me, and I know it's been a soul issue with me, and you've taught me some things about my soul. I'm coming back to the altar. Come right now, wherever you are. If you're over here, I want you to start heading this way. You come to be saved. You can come to be a member of this church. Come to get baptized with the Holy Ghost, or you come from a backslidden condition. I'm waiting on you at the altar. I want to pray with you and pray for you. Your life changed today. There's some things you learn about your soul you never knew. Come this way. You always got to take one or two people to break the ice, you know. Somebody come, but I'm going to wait on you. I'm waiting with love. I'm waiting in faith. I'm waiting in expectation for your life to change today. Are you coming? Four opportunities. Yield to the Holy Ghost. Somebody yield to the Holy Ghost. I know the Holy Ghost talking to somebody. Come this way. Come this way. You can be saved. Come this way to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. You come this way for church membership. I believe the Lord leading me to this church. You come this way for in a backslidden condition. Walk today. It's your day. It's your day. You've heard the God. There's the atmosphere here, the wind blowing, and the fire is glowing. Walk today. Come now. The Holy Spirit is calling you. This is your opportunity. Where are you? I'll wait for you. Start walking. Soon as the Spirit. Come now. He told me, just be quiet. Right after that, she walked out. She ministered to her. She can minister to somebody. Walk with them. Walk with them. Wherever the Holy Spirit leads you to. Walk with them. Tell them I'll go with you. Man of God gonna pray for you. Just a few more moments. This is your day. Everybody just say this with me. This is my day.
This is my day.
I want everybody to say that. This is my day.
This is my day.
All right. Step out on it. Who need to step out on it? Search this place out. I don't want nobody to miss it. I'm so glad for this young lady here. I don't want nobody to miss it. Come now, in Jesus' name. Make your move. I can't quit till the Holy Spirit releases me. Lord saying something to you? Is your heart leaping? Hallelujah. You know, we're doing this for you. We're doing this for those persons who need to get closer to God, yield to God more, understand God more. Come now. Boy, searching this place out, boy. That's the way you do it. Help people. Sometimes people just need a little help. That's all they need. A little help. Little help. Little help. Little help. Little help. Never be ashamed to be a fool for Christ. He said, what's she doing? What? Man, I'm doing what the Lord tells me. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Anybody here the Lord been good to? Turn around 3 times. He's been good to you. My. Hallelujah! Raise one hand. Raise one hand. Father, we thank you for this young lady at the altar. May great interest flow in her life with you and her. May the rivers of living water flow in her life, and may she become a live wire in the kingdom. I thank you for and bless her in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Go with him. Go with him.